A stab of fear glanced through me, and I felt my heart pound. I had tried to keep my doubts to myself. Surely I had told nobody.
My lord, I am as against papacy as I have always been.
He put his arm around my shoulder, a recognised sign of favour. But as he did, my eye fell again on the two grinning skulls, and I suppressed a shiver. We left London at daybreak on All Souls' Day, Mark Poor with his sword strapped to his side. In the afternoon, we crested the North Downs and saw before us the ancient forest of the Weald. Dusk was falling when we found a poor hamlet beyond the forest. In a smoke-filled inn, we were served a greasy supper and were watched as we ate by three ruffians in the far corner. It was no doubt my hunchback that bothered them. We walked past them on our way upstairs.
You listen to me. You will do as I tell you. Lord Cromwell said that if you acquit yourself here, you may be allowed back to your clerk's post, the one he found you, at my request.